And welcome into Poolside with Jaguars.com. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, the players off day before the Jags head to Indianapolis this Sunday for week four. Let's start off with the injury bug for this team. All these injuries, is it a reason for what happened this past week or an excuse for what's happened on the bad side?
Well, after doing this for as long as I have, every instinct is to say injuries don't matter. You play through them. We've all seen cases where a guy or two are injured on a certain roster group. Offensive guard be out and the offensive line picks up. But at some point when you've got this many guys out, I'm not going to sit here and say it was a reason they lost the Patriots. I will say there are factors there. When you have Julius Thomas, Marquise Lee out, when you have Sendarik Marks, when you're without Dante Fowler, who isn't going to play, so you have to forget about him. But those are guys that they expect to impact games. And there are series, there are times where their plays can flip fields where it does affect you on the field. I don't think their record would be different right now, but I think your prospects and your feeling about the next three games would be dramatically different.
Well, JP, it is a reason, but if you say it's the only reason, then it becomes an excuse.
That's true.
The reality is they built this team around having a guy like Julius Thomas. As I was on the sideline watching that game in New England the other day, the one thing that was abundantly clear was there was no one that the Patriots defense was frightened of at all.
Right.
Now, you put Julius Thomas out there and you get double coverage on him, all of a sudden Allen Robinson can't be double covered. Well, you're a little scared of that now, too. If you have Marquise Lee with his speed, and you got those two guys you're trying to put a lot of attention to, so you see that it opens up a lot of things. So it absolutely isn't a reason, but you can't use it for an excuse because nobody's letting the Dallas Cowboys say, no Tony Romo, no Dez Bryant. No one's going to listen in Pittsburgh. You don't have Ben Roethlisberger for the next month. You got to line up and play. It is a reason, but you can't use it as an excuse.
Yeah, and the reality is it looks like they're going to have some guys back, but still some guys out. So, you know, no matter what it is, they have to play through it because these next 3 weeks are crucial.
Here's the good thing.
Okay.
In the last couple of years when they've had injuries, there have not been guys behind them or the injuries have caused them to just look and say, got nothing. Now, at least, as you just say, help's on the way. You've got guys coming back that you believe will make you better. Hold on.
Got to get some pressure on a quarterback this week. Andrew Luck, of course, it couldn't last week. Brady got the ball out quick, of course, and just no time really to get in the backfield at all. But that's been a focus this whole preseason, early part of this season, getting pressure on the quarterback. How do you do it at Indy?
Well, it's tough, but Chris Clemens had three sacks last year. And if you remember the opening half of that game last year in Indianapolis, five sacks, three forced fumbles. And if the offense had moved in that game, they're probably up on the Colts with a chance to beat them. Now, the X factor here this week, Sendarik Marks is on the field for that game last year. So they got interior pass rush. He's not there. So that's a difference. But I say Chris Clemens needs to play big this week.
Yeah, and Chris Smith had a sack and a half in that ball game, too, when he got some extensive time to play. You're going to have to rely on those guys. I mean, in that particular spot, help is not really on the way, unless you count Andre Branch, and you don't know when he's coming back. So you got Chris Smith. You got Chris Clemens. You could expect maybe Michael Bennett against the Colts offensive line where they made wholesale changes last week, moving guys from guard to tackle and tackle out of the lineup. So you might be able to get something done. This is going to come. The pressure is going to come from the coaching staff. They're going to have to come up with a clever, creative way to fool Andrew Luck or to make coverage look like something it's not and find a way to get a guy free.
This is not the same as last week where you go in absolutely convinced that if you pressure and if you play tight, then you're going to get beat. I don't think they'll have that same strategy this week. I would be shocked if there is not more aggressiveness, easy for me to say, in the secondary and up front. I think they have to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks at some point.
I don't know the number, but I know that Tom Brady's quarterback rating went up 30 points when you blitz him. I don't think it's that way.
Wow.
Of course, you don't have Rob Gronkowski in Indianapolis. That makes it a lot easier to be better with the heat on.
Might have gone up that much on Sunday, too.
Might have, for sure. The quarterback, Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles, had not a great day in week one. Bounced back in week two. Didn't have a great day last week in Indianapolis. So you're hoping he bounces back in week four, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, here's some up and down, right, John? Mm-hmm. I mean, he was not very good on opening day, and then he was. So I think, you know, transitive property of equality, right? Could be good.
Whoa. What?
Yeah, I'm trying to confuse you.
You sit down.
I don't
down.
Have a bright shirt like that, so I got to let my mind work for me.
Well, and I guess what you hope is that at some point it's not bounced back all the time for Blake. You know, you want to see that consistency. Within the short term, you need to see something better this week. The reality is he's going through what a lot of young quarterbacks go through. You have ups and downs. I thought he played okay early against New England and then had the one pass where it was just over, and then it went awry again. At some point with Blake and this offense, they've got to take that bad moment and, again, not let it slide. We keep talking about that, but that's so key. You're going to have bad points, but you've got to come through it, and you've got to turn that next couple of drives into production.
Well, and I think it's important. I was watching the Packers game last night. Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years, and then he came in his first year, and he wasn't very good. You know, he was okay. He showed signs, but he had a learning curve too. So, and Tom Brady didn't get into the lineup until midway through his second year. So that Blake Bortles is having this up and down and good pass and bad pass, hey, man, that's the way it goes. Even the best of the best have that.
But right now, the reality is with this many injuries, you need this young guy to play like a franchise guy. Can he do it? I don't know the answer, but that's a storyline right now. Because as I've said a million times, these next three games, they have to play well.
John, you going for a swim, looks like?
I might. And if I do, I'm taking one of you guys down with me.
Not me. It's going to be him. Jags are going to Indy this week. That's it for Poolside with Jaguars.com.